Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us. It is a Tuesday on Political Coffee. We talk about political things that impact your life. But the whole idea that you can influence others by talking about these political issues, whether they're local, whether they're statewide, national, international, whatever, so that you can influence others. You know what? Talk radio is a magical thing. It really is. You know, friends, I have to just share this with you as we get ready to dive into the discussion points today. But, when I first heard of Rush Limbaugh, I'd come home from spending I think about 4 years in California and Arizona living. I'd come home to Oregon to start farming again in the late 80s. I think it was about 1990 that I heard about Rush Limbaugh. See, 1988 was, if I remember correctly, was when the Fairness Doctrine was, which had been in place in the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, for a long time. It was basically unwound by the Reagan administration at the end. Good thing, because it gave rise to the opinions on talk. It gave rise to Rush Limbaugh, who really is considered, I think, in many ways, the father of talk radio. Started listening to Rush. And the reason I started listening to Rush, because he was unafraid to say things. Oh, yeah, I know he did some things for dramatic pose and poked a lot of fun at people, and you were listening to rock and roll music in the outro and the intro music. It was all just fantastic, and it was needed. It opened the door for what I do, for what other people do, but it opened the door for people to feel like there was a place, a home for them, where they could participate. That's the magic of talk radio. You don't really get that with television. You don't. I mean, you kind of get it with the internet. And of course, with the internet today, in terms of what it is with some social media apps, you do get some of that. But this is immediately interactive. That's the magic of talk radio. Plus, you know, there's a little bit of an ego thing in it for not just talk show hosts, but rather for listeners. You get to talk on the radio. Other people get to hear you express your opinion. Now, that's different because you have to, you can call a talk show host and say your name is George when it's Fred. But most of the time, people are honest about who they are. And they share their opinions. That's the magic of talk radio. But it doesn't mean anything. This is my central point. Doesn't mean anything unless you do something with it. You know, I listen to some talk shows, including some that are on this great radio station, KSLM. And I know what I like and I know what I don't like. And this is just me as a listener, not as a talk show host, but as a listener. There are some things that I just don't like. And I don't want to copy them. I don't want to be those things. I want to do something different. This is why, one of the reasons why I let you talk when you call this show. I may ask you questions. And yeah, because we do the show over the internet, there's some delay at times. But the reality is I want to know what you think. I want to know what your opinion is. Because, I don't know it all. I know some things. And I spend a lot of time learning and reading. And I think that's all good. But I learned from you, and I hope you learned from me, some things that you can actually put into motion, to operation in your life. You know, I said that you are the greatest influencer you'll ever know. And that's really true. You are. And this is why, you know, talk radio is this wonderful, magical medium of communication politically in this country, more than any other form. And it is there for the taking. It is there for you to participate. But it means nothing if you never do anything with it. Absolutely nothing. It doesn't mean that you have to constantly be, in people's face about things. You know, just you want to, of course, be very careful about how you approach people, because the theme of the show is persuading the persuadables. And it is, because that's how you put your principles and your values and your passion for them, for liberty, for inalienable rights. That's how you put it into action, folks. Be thoughtful about it, but be determined to stand for what you believe. The reason that I share this with you is because yesterday I got an email from a friend who's a political activist, very grassroots guy. It's amazing. And he sometimes gets very frustrated with the Republican Party. Yes, he's a Republican, but he's really a grassroots activist more than anything. And he gets frustrated. And sometimes he just wants to give up. And I responded to him, don't. Yet I sympathize, because I feel that way sometimes also. For about 2 seconds is what I said to him. Because then I think about my two grandsons, 6 and 8. And I want them to live in a free country. I want them to know liberty and not political indoctrination in school. Whether it's our K-12 system or it's through the university system. I want them to know and understand liberty. And folks, we have to teach it to our kids and our grandkids. Isn't that what Reagan said? Principles of freedom, I'm just paraphrasing here, are not passed through our genes to our kids. It has to be taught. It has to be fought for in every way. And it does. This is what we should be doing with what we believe. So that plays into some of the topics today. Craig Walden is retiring from Congress. I think you probably have heard that by now. If you don't, what will he do? Does it really matter? Will he come back and run for governor? Now there's an interesting idea. I've actually had conversations with Greg about doing that previously. I don't think it's high on his list, but who knows? Maybe he's had a change of heart about that. Could he win? You know, he's an establishment Republican from a very conservative congressional district. He is our only Republican that is serving back in Congress. But who's going to take his place, more importantly? There's speculation. In fact, there's a news story out there that maybe Newt Bueller might run to replace Greg Walden. Now, why would Newt Bueller want to go back to the swamp? Do you think he could win in a Republican primary against, say, a Greg Barreto, whom I helped as a campaign strategist get elected, in a Republican primary against an establishment Republican? Now, I would think that you could, even though I supported Newt, as you know, I would think that you could only classify Newt as an establishment Republican. Some of you have less kind words for him, but that's okay. To me, that's who he is, right? Can he beat a Dennis Lithicum, who actually ran against Greg Walden in the Republican primary, I don't know, 4 or 6 years ago, for which Greg Walden has never forgiven him for, by the way. Dennis Lithicum is an absolute constitutional conservative Republican. He's conservative first. But he understands and knows the Constitution. He gets it. He can articulate it. All right? Greg Barreto is that way. Maybe not as articulate in terms of understanding and knowing the Constitution, but Greg Barreto was a guy from Lebanon. He is the son of a Mexican immigrant. Yes, he's 50% Mexican, folks. Started a business in his garage in Lebanon. Moved to Le Grand, built a powerful business, big business, that ships product worldwide. He gets and understands business. He gets and understands liberty. Believe me, he does. Could Newt Bueller beat either one of these guys? And who do you think should serve us back in Washington, D.C.? Should it be an establishment Republican? Or should it be someone who's committed to draining the swamp, helping Trump drain the swamp? Because it is a swamp, folks. Now, there is some musings out there that Greg Walden will retire to replace Gordon Smith. Remember, Senator Gordon Smith from Pendleton, the Smith Frozen Foods, another guy who was self-made millionaire businessman, very genteel, very establishment Republican who lost to, should not have lost a race to Jeff Merkley, but did, sadly, and has been serving as the executive director of the Broadcasters Association back in Washington, D.C., the National Broadcasters Association. Some speculation that Greg Walden, a former radio station owner and broadcaster, would assume his role. And maybe he does. You know, you become a, and I don't want to mean this in a negative way to either Greg Walden or to Gordon Smith. You become a creature of the swamp just by spending a lot of time there. You do. I can tell you. It's every state in the union has a swamp. It's called their state capital. And we have one in Salem. There's no question about it. But what kind of person do you think should represent the people of Congressional District Number 2? Should it be an establishment Republican that can get along with Republicans in the House? Or should it be someone who's willing to take a stand over principle? Actually, principle over party. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. I really know what you want to think about this. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. The other thing is the House is going to vote on impeachment. Why? I didn't think they were. Now, as I have said on this show, I believe that the U.S. House is going to impeach Donald Trump. I think that's a huge mistake. I think it's backfiring on them already, and I'm glad that they're doing it. But why are they doing it now? Do you have a theory? I do. And I'll share that with you a little bit later. There's a further story that has a lot to do with Oregon. So the Albany Democrat Herald. And here's what the headline is. Religious membership is dwindling. It's putting a strain on church budgets. Is it religious membership really dwindling? Or is it mainstream, old-line religions that are losing membership to newer, faith-based, more evangelical, charismatic groups that are springing up everywhere in Oregon? What do you think the political impact of that is? I happen to think it's critical to this state. 6:20 in the morning, 503-589-1220. Lots to talk about. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back 22 minutes past the top of the hour. So what kind of a Republican should replace Greg Walden? Or should a Republican replace Greg Walden? Maybe. I mean, it is a very conservative district, and it really, there is not much danger. Even Bend is in it. Bend is the most liberal community within the 2nd Congressional District. But it's not likely a Democrat's going to win this thing, especially as far left as the Democrat Party has moved. But what kind of Republican should replace Greg Walden? A moderate? A Newt Mueller establishment moderate person who can raise lots of money but be Democrat light? And, you know, many of, again, even though I supported Newt, many of his ideas are Democrat light. You never, by the way, folks, here's a saying you should think about. You can't out-Democrat a Democrat. Seriously. Republicans who think they can are just deluding themselves, and they always lose. Now, is that true? I mean, if you're a swing voter, because it's the swing voter that's going to make the decisions here on a lot of things in America and right here in Oregon. If you're a swing voter and you're being presented with two choices, a conservative or a Republican who sounds like a Democrat. You see, the Democrat's going to be full on promise you everything for free. And even though you kind of know better that there's no free lunch, you accept it. You like that. You think, oh, they sound so warm and fuzzy and lovey. And unless they are exposed as being frauds, like some in Bend, let's just pick on Bend as a particular example of that, which is one of the reasons that Republicans have been able to retain that seat in a Democrat House district. It was Newt Bueller's. It's now Sherry Helt, who's the liberal Republican, is the only way to characterize her. She's the gal pushing forced vaccinations. At any rate, can you out-Democrat a Democrat? Should you even try? If you're being presented as a swing voter with somebody promising you the moon and somebody who's sort of promising you the moon but trying to, you know, straddle the fence, what are you going to do? You're most likely going to vote if you're not thinking, okay? You're most likely going to vote for the person promising you the moon. The socialist, which gets back to that story we had yesterday, right? 70% of millennials, according to this one poll, are willing to vote for a socialist. They're promising them everything. Okay. But in the second congressional district, Bend is only, even though it's a big influence, it ain't everything. Because you got Klamath Falls. Klamath Falls, still a military town, still much a timber town, very much natural resource oriented. And, of course, you've got Pendleton, and then you've got Baker and Ontario and LeGrand and all the cities out there. It's not going Democrat, folks, especially with today's Democrat Party. So what kind of Republican should it be? And what message would it send? Could that person go back and work with the establishment Republicans that run the Republican Party back in D.C., the Kevin McCarthy's, protege of John Boehner? Is that, or can they go back and still be a part of the caucus, still work with them on some things, but stand firm for the values and the principles they believe in, and maybe work with the Freedom Caucus within the Republican Party back in the House of Representatives? What do you think? 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails, of course, to Jeff at 1220.am. And if I can get my email to work again, I'll read some of them. There we go. Oh, Lordy. So I got an interesting email from a listener from GorillaMail.com. That's kind of cool. And I don't know who this is, to be honest with you. And that's okay. But here's an interesting thing. This person writes, a door-to-door salesman offers this service, pay now that what you will pay in the future. The government will force you to line the pockets of rich, energy-efficient company executives. Let me help you start the habit. Would this start a conversation? Sure. Of course it would. About what? Government subsidies that only put money in the favored few that buy influence in Congress or in Salem, folks. You know, we have a big, long history, sad, long history of abuse in energy efficiency programs and solar, and not just at the federal level. Remember Obama's Solyndra debacle? But right here in Oregon, folks, this is part of why John Kitzhaber had to resign. The influence peddling he was a part of with his girlfriend through the Oregon Department of Energy. The fact that people have gone to jail, and they have, and there's ongoing trials about that. So government forcing you to pay money out of your monthly energy bills that only goes in the pockets of the select few of energy efficiency companies. Maybe Tesla. Maybe the Solyndras of the world. Yes, let me help you start the habit. The habit of paying out of your pocket without thinking about it. Now, who does that to you? That's the central question. That's where you want to go with, and it's a great question. It's a great idea. It's a great conversation starter, but ultimately it needs to end in this. Who is doing this to you? And it may not be just one party. It mostly is. It's the Democrat Party. But there's plenty of Republicans who will vote for this nonsense, which is why we can't kill some of these stupid subsidies back in Congress. Because even when Republicans are in control, like we were with the first 2 years of the Trump administration, we couldn't kill this idiocy. Although we did some. I will give them some, seriously, some credit for that. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. When we come back from the bottom of the hour break, what's your thinking about how it is that all of a sudden Nancy Pelosi had to reverse herself on voting on impeachment, which she wasn't going to do? They were going to keep doing it in this secret process. I wonder why. What do you think? It's 6:30 in the morning. Back in a moment. You're listening to Political Coffee.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. Politics with your coffee, because it's really important. You know what the great thing about political talk radio is? That it gives you, hopefully, it gives you something you can use. To do what? Make your world better. To protect everything you hold dear. Because that's what liberty is. That's the great legacy of our founders. It really is. We have inalienable rights given to us by the Creator, God, and not government. Our Constitution, which guarantees those rights, limits government's rights. As long as judges say so. Don't get me started on that, because you know where I am. Anyway, Greg Walden's retiring. So what kind of Republican should replace him? We're talking about that today. Should it be an establishment Republican, or should it be a constitutional conservative who believes in those inalienable rights and those principles? The U.S. House is going to vote on impeachment. Why all of a sudden did Nancy Pelosi reverse herself? What do you think the reason is? Well, I'm going to tell you mine in a little bit here. In religious membership in Oregon, this is a story out of the Albany Democrat Herald. Religious membership in Oregon is dwindling, they say. What kind of religious membership? In the story, it talks about the Presbyterian Church, an old line mainstream, evangelical religion, and the synagogue in Corvallis. Jewish faith. But what about some of these other startup churches that are, you know, that are kind of interdenominational, or like the one I go to, which is not affiliated with any organization, it's Life Bible in Harrisburg. Absolutely dynamic, charismatic, most awesome place I've ever gone in my life. I've gone to some great churches in my life. But is it just the trend? Is it social media's influence on young people, that young people today, as the story says, are less likely to be involved with religious groups than previous generations? According to the Gallup poll, this is all based on the Gallup poll. So what do you think? But more importantly, what's the impact on this state? You see, Oregon is one of the most unchurched states in the nation. Number five, as a matter of fact, according to this story, again, according to Gallup, number of people who attend church on a regular basis. Okay, so, or is it just a shift? But if politically, if you have people who attend faith-based organizations, what's the impact politically? Now, a lot of Jewish people in America are Democrat liberals. Yeah, they go to church. They believe in God. But they're liberals. So what is it? Is the fact that maybe America, maybe Oregon, is less churched than other places in the nation, in the world? Is that a trend that's going to impact us politically? What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I'll get to the phones in a moment. I want to remind you that CBD oil products work for me. They really do. And I think you should, well, consider, if you have aches and pains and ailments like I do, maybe you should consider using some. It makes a difference for me in those aches and pains, but also for other things. You know, again, I sleep really well when I take CBD oil before I go to bed. Just a little tincture under my tongue. You should buy CBD oil products from the people I buy from. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care down in South Commercial in Salem, right next to Safeway. Got a great website, by the way, vimsalem.com. Vim, V-I-M, vimsalem.com. They sell CannaShield, and CannaShield is the highest quality of CBD oil products you can find, sourced right here in Oregon. And believe me, we have the, and I'm a hemp guy now, and I can assure you that we have the highest, toughest standards to get to when it comes to state regulation in CBD oil. And that all is good for you. You can be assured that it's not coming from China full of all kinds of stuff. No, it's sourced right here in the valley. CannaShield is very high quality, and it's only sold at Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Visit their website, vimsalem.com. Stop in and see them on South Commercial next to Safeway. To the phones. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. We got a good connection.
We do.
So, obviously, Nancy decided to take the vote so that you could win the bet, Jeff. You should know that.
Yeah, I should.
You remember our bet, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to lose. But, you know, she's got to take the vote now because the Republicans have been putting so much pressure on them for doing things inappropriately. And it's obviously affecting her in the polls across the country. And so they either got to put up or shut up. And obviously they want to keep this circus going. And so now they have to take
So do you think that, I mean, fair enough here, but, you know, the concern that's been talked about is that all, you know, these 30-some Democrats that won seats in the last election in districts that voted for Donald Trump, the concern is that now they're in danger. Okay. So what do you think about that? I mean, is that a fair calculated risk for Nancy Pelosi to take that? Or has she been forced to do this even though she didn't want to?
Oh, I think she's being forced by the left wing. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. And the simple fact of the matter is that those swing states, you know, the people are going to vote their pocketbook and the whole nine yards. And so, quite frankly, Jeff, if things keep going the way they're going, they may lose those seats anyway. So the only chance they're going to have of winning is to somehow come up with a miracle that, you know, Trump has been doing things illegal and all that kind of crap. But, you know, it may not happen. But the simple fact of the matter is, Pelosi wants to remain in power, and if she don't keep going with her base, she'll lose power even if, you know, the Democrats lose control. And, of course, Nancy would rather have control of a minority party than have no power at all. She's a power-hungry, well, anyway.
Well, of course she is. And I mean, believe me, powerful is an incredible aphrodisiac. Power, especially in her position, is an incredible aphrodisiac, and you don't want to give it up. Art, thanks. Your phone started breaking up. So she's breaking up, Captain. Art, appreciate your thoughts. I actually don't agree with Art. I don't think it's just because of the left. I think there's something else. What do you think that might be? What just happened that might have forced Nancy Pelosi's hand? Think about it. In the meantime, a couple of emails to read. By the way, you want to send me an email? It's jeff@1220.am. jeff@1220.am. Or you want to talk about this or any of the other topics? The impeachment? What kind of Republican should replace Greg Walden now that he's retiring? What's the impact of less people attending church in Oregon? Here's an email from my buddy Rich and family. It says, to replace Walden, no Newt Brown. Notice he didn't say Newt Buehler. Newt Brown. Touche, Rich. Touche. He goes on, either Dennis Lithicum or Greg Barreto. Last thing we need is a swamp animal going back to the swamp. Sorry, we need people who like this country and are conservative and are for the Constitution. Yeah, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. Lee wrote me an email, said, the next congressman said, I would love to see another businessman serve in Congress. They would not understand, quote, the way things are done, unquote, which in my book is good. It would also be a bonus to those who care about ethnicity for the person to have distinguishable and proven ancestry in one of the minority groups and be successful in business. Too many serve for the wrong reasons. America isn't defined by the ethnic origin like in other countries, but a decision to follow and live by a set of standards defined in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Yes, we must have a conservative businessman in Congress to help move America back to its roots. Couldn't agree more. Dwight, hang on. I'll take your call when we come back from the 6:48 break. What do you think? Love to get your perspective. 503-589-1220. Emails to jeff@1220.am. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you with us. This is the last segment for today. You know, it's an interesting headline, by the way, talking about impeachment on the Drudge Report. No, excuse me, not Drudge Report, Breitbart. Another impeachment star witness puts words in Trump's mouth during the Ukraine call. This is this U.S. Army officer, Alexander Vindman. He had a concern for the, quote, consensus views of the interagency, unquote, on Ukraine, which informed his approach to the president's call with the Ukrainian president. So in other words, his personal biases are what, well, led him to interpret, shall we say, the president's call. I got to tell you, just so smart, of Donald Trump to release those transcripts. Yet, they're going to impeach him, folks. I'm quite sure of it. All right, back to the phones. We'll go to Dwight. Dwight, thanks for hanging on over the break. What's your thought this morning?
Yeah, Jeff. I was going to make a comment on your question relative to Nancy Pelosi and her decision to all of a sudden have a vote on Thursday relative to the impeachment inquiry. And I think there's no coincidence between Donald Trump's successful killing of Baghdadi, and that decision of Nancy Pelosi to have the impeachment vote on the impeachment inquiry. I think he forced her hand, basically, because she knows Donald Trump's going to play that for everything it's worth.
You're absolutely right. And I think that is one of two reasons, well, actually one of three reasons, exactly why Nancy Pelosi has chosen to do this. It's a very astute observation on your part. Yeah, Donald Trump is going to play, as he should. You know, Barack Obama got credit, as he should, because he allowed that mission to kill Osama bin Laden. Same deal here. And I think that Trump should continue to talk about this everywhere he goes. Dwight, excellent observation, and I appreciate your phone call. That's what Dwight thinks. What do you think? Well, in a moment, I'm going to share with you my thoughts. In fact, I might as well just do this now. 503-589-1220. You want to weigh in? This is your opportunity. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Yes, Art is partially correct, but not totally. The left has been demanding impeachment. The radical far left that has taken over the Democrat Party, basically, certainly here in Oregon, there's no question about that. But now in the mainstream Democrat Party, the left, the far left, the crazy left, the Antifa left, they have taken over the Democrat Party nationally. They are forcing Nancy Pelosi's hand. Now, the second thing is exactly what Dwight said. What just happened? The killing of al-Baghdadi. And yeah, Donald Trump is going to play it. He should. But there's a third thing. You know what it is? It is what Lindsey Graham did with his Senate resolution. He got 50 senators, Republican senators, to sign a resolution condemning this secret House process that was being called an impeachment inquiry, but it wasn't. It was a committee, witch hunt, is all it could ever be characterized. But most importantly, they signaled, the Republicans, by 50 of them, it means there's no way they can get an impeachment vote in favor of anything the House does, because they've called them out, basically saying it's unconstitutional because there's no due process. And yes, even President Trump cannot be impeached without some due process. And what they signaled by sending that letter to Nancy Pelosi is not only is it dead on arrival that it'll be taken, this is my opinion, be taken immediately to the U.S. Supreme Court because it denied, the way they were doing it, was denying Donald Trump due process. Guaranteed in the Constitution, folks. Now, the last thing Nancy Pelosi needs is for a so-called impeachment process to occur in the House without a formal vote. Go to the U.S. Supreme, be challenged, go to the U.S. Supreme Court and get struck down by the court right before an election. You want to talk about send shivers down thinking Democrat leaders' spines? That will do it. Because not only would it reelect Donald Trump, but it would have massive impacts in turning the House of Representatives, probably by huge numbers, back to the Republicans, folks. That's how big a deal this was. It was a brilliant move on the part of Lindsey Graham to go do that. Now, Lindsey Grahamnesty is not one of my favorite people at times, but he's done a marvelous job in supporting Donald Trump in some areas, and one of them is being chair of the Judiciary Committee because, remember what I said from the beginning? If Donald Trump's only legacy is that he put constitutional conservative judges on the federal bench, from the Supreme Court right on down to district courts, if that's his only legacy, the Republic will be saved for future generations. And Lindsey Graham is making that happen, folks. All of this is being done quietly. You would be surprised. Because all of the other noise is about impeachment and this and that and the next thing. And folks, that's exactly what Donald Trump wants. Yeah, liberty's a precious thing. We have to fight for it, friends. So we need a constitutional conservative to take Greg Walden's place. I don't know who it's going to be. I helped get Greg Barreto elected. And it needs to be someone, and I don't care whether it's male, female, Hispanic, white, it doesn't matter. They need to articulate the benefits of liberty. And there's only one party that's bringing that to you. It is not the radical, far-left, regressive, totalitarian, Marxist, Democrat Party. Now, you don't want to call them that in your conversations with people. You want to say, man, does the Socialist Party that is the Democrat Party now? Or, man, can you believe how far the Democrat Party has moved to socialism? There used to be moderate Democrats, but man, there doesn't seem to be hardly any of them running for president. Yeah, all of that is the value of you being the greatest influencer you know. You need to do something with your passion for liberty. Thanks for listening, friends. Be blessed out there today. Make it a great day. See you tomorrow.